from Spark and Anvil and Character Forge. This is Molt, in Chapter 1 of the Character Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Ink met Molt by the little pond at the edge of the garden, where a creature was lining up empty shells on a flat rock. Molt looked something like a small, round hermit crab, soft and brown, tucked into a snug shell. But behind him, in a neat row along the rock, sat four other shells, each one a little smaller than the last, all of them empty. He was polishing the smallest one with the tip of his claw, very gently, as if it were precious. "What a lovely collection," Ink said. "They're not a collection," Molt said. "They're me." He pointed his claw down the row, from smallest to largest. "This tiny one is who I was when I was very young. This next one is who I was after that. And this one, and this one." He patted the shell he wore now. "And this is who I am today. I grew, so I had to leave each old shell behind. But I keep them, so I can see how far I've come."
"Molt," Ink said, "I teach a class about building characters, and my students keep making characters who are exactly the same on the last page as they were on the first. Nothing happens inside them." He gestured at the row of hells. "Would you bring your shells to my class? I think they'd finally understand." Molt blinked his small eyes. "You want to see all my old selves?" "Every one," Ink said. So Molt came to the cottage, carrying his shells very carefully so the rows stayed in order. He set them out along the lesson table, smallest to largest, and the students gathered close. And the lesson began the moment they followed the line with their eyes.
"Class," Ink said, "look at this row, from the tiny shell to the one Molt wears now. That whole line is one creature, growing." He let them look. "Now, imagine a story where the character ends up in the same shell they started in. Nothing learned. Nothing outgrown. Would you feel anything?" The students shook their heads. A story like that felt flat. But the row made them feel something. They could see Molt becoming braver, bigger, more himself, shell by shell. "That feeling," Ink said, "is the whole reason we read. A story is the distance a character travels, from who they were at the start to who they've become at the end." He pointed down the row. "When you build a character, ask, who are they on page one, and who will they be on the last page? Make them different. Make them outgrow an old shell. The change can be small, but the reader has to feel it. That quiet, satisfying distance between the beginning and the end." A student asked, "What if the change is scary for them?" "It usually is," Ink said gently. "Molt is soft and bare for a moment, every time he climbs out. Growing is like that. But the bare, scary moment is exactly where the story lives."
When the students had gone, Molt stayed to gather his shells back into their careful row. Ink helped him, handing over the tiny first one. "It's so small," Ink said. "I know," said Molt softly, turning it over in his claw. "I can hardly believe I ever fit." He set it at the start of the line. "Sometimes I worry about the next Molt, the next time it gets tight, and I have to climb out into the open and be soft and unsure for a while." He looked at the snug shell he wore now, the one that fit him so well today. "But then I look at the row, and I remember, every single time before, the scary part led somewhere bigger." He nudged the shells into a perfect line and gazed down it, from the frightened little creature he'd been to the steady one he'd become. A warm, brave feeling rose in him, quiet as the pond at evening. He wasn't afraid of changing anymore. He was just glad, deep down, to be someone who got to keep on growing.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Molt. released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.